Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, my beloved in the Lord, today is quite an important day in the lives of each and every one of us, individually and collectively, universally as the church, as this is dedicated as the Sunday of Forgiveness. Our preparation time has ended. As we begin the great fast this evening and we plunge ourselves, and I use that word specifically, we immerse ourselves completely, at least we should attempt to immerse ourselves completely in ascetic knowledge and practice and effort. These days are so crucial that the church has gifted us with to be able to be keenly aware of ourselves, of our strengths, so that we can be thankful for them, the gifts that God has given us, so that we can be grateful for them. But to look at the dings and the chips and the cracks and the areas where we can fill in those fissures that separate us from having a complete and an unblemished relationship with Christ, and to fill in those cracks with love, with grace, and especially as we commemorate on this day, forgiveness. Because it makes entire sense that the church would have us contemplate such a concept before we enter into the rigors or the challenges of the Lenten season. And it stems from forgiveness. God's forgiveness of us, that we know, that though it is intellectually hard, perhaps, to wrap our minds and our souls around, that by simply asking, by simply coming to the Lord in humility and in love, and not so much in just regret, but a desire to put behind us that which is separated from us. And He's demonstrated time and time again in His earthly ministry and indeed beyond, into our everyday lives, His unmeasurable and unending capacity to forgive. But that's the easier one, right? The harder one is forgiving each other, forgiving ourselves. Once we begin to master that, then we can also look outwardly and to understand that the transgressions that we have against our brothers and sisters, whether intentional or accidental, we still own them. And when someone has been hurt because of our actions, because of our words, because of our indifference, again, whether it was unintentional or simply perceived by the other, it is our God-given, not responsibility, but our God-given gift to be able to approach in love and in humility for the sake of forgiveness. The Lord would not have spent so much time preaching and teaching and discussing this beautiful act. And one of His final acts on the cross was indeed to forgive. He knows it's difficult to do, and He teaches that it is imperative to do. So to put these two worlds together, we find our salvation. Hard wrought, fought for, challenged, not given easily, given freely, yes, by Him, but not given easily, because it's a challenge. It's a challenge to love that much. It's a challenge to love Jesus Christ that much that we can look past our hurts, our anxieties, our resentments, and indeed our anger, especially anger. Especially anger towards others who have crossed our paths. It's hard to let that go sometimes. Anger is one of those things that when used righteously, as our Lord did occasionally, very rarely, it calls to mind justice and the right path. But quite often our anger does not follow a justified path. We lather it up, we let it grow, we let it fester, we enjoy it, because we feel that we deserve it. And we have the right to be angry about this or that or him or her. And now's the time we let it go. or we work to. It's not always that easy. Again, as I've said, it's simple, but it's not easy. And now is the time to enter into such an effort. Because if we can wrestle with those challenges that we have from within and allow God to take away that pain and to remove from us that spite, and we literally and we graciously give it to Him, then we have the room, we have the ability within ourselves to allow that goodness to come forward. This is why we fast in these days. Because when we enter into a willful sacrifice of certain things, then there's room to contemplate what we're extracting from our lives from a time being and replace those things with the intentional thought of God being first and foremost in our minds. Yesterday, on the 9th of March, we lift up a certain group of saints that typify and exemplify for us so beautifully. And not that we can't talk today about the saint of the day that's lifted up, but I want to go back to yesterday. Because so often, the 9th of March is within Lent. It's not just before it. And the Feast of the 40 Martyrs are a bright spot in the Lenten journey, because they illustrate to us what it means to enter into a sacrificial effort with joy. With joy. And that's the main thought that I want to leave you with today, is that everything that we're going to be doing in these days, reading more, praying more, fasting more diligently with greater disciplines, to not do them with resentment, to not do them with an entire kind of way of being engulfed by the fact that we feel we need to do this. The fast is not obligatory. It is quite voluntary. And it is joyful. The Holy 40 Martyrs of Sevastia were an elite garrison of Roman soldiers. But they were Christians. And as they served in the area of modern-day Turkey, in Pontus, in the region of Sevastia, they were identified as Christians. 40 of these men. And regardless of the heroism that they had shown in their work, in their service, and in battle, in service to the emperor, their allegiance, their faith, their entire life and light was dedicated not to their uniform, not to their rank, not even to their pagan emperor who felt himself and lifted himself up as a god. Their worship was dedicated to God alone and their faith in Jesus Christ. And upon being identified in the midst of freezing cold, they were stripped of their clothes, they were bound together, and they were put into the lake of Sevastia, chest high in the water. And there they sang hymns, and there they encouraged each other, and there they prayed for one another, and they spoke to each other. They didn't lament. They weren't angry and bitter at their persecutors. They loved their Lord. And their love for each other and the strength and joy they found in each other enabled them, most of them, to be able to endure this horrific, torturous death. Now, I suppose, which is reminiscent of our entire world, there was one person within this 40, if we know the story, that couldn't endure. The strength and the faith and the joy and the endurance of the other 39 was not enough. Because not far from where they were perishing was a fire lit on the shore. There specifically, not just to warm the soldiers who were guarding them, but to entice any of them to give up this foolish cause, to break free from their ropes, because they weren't bound that tightly, so they could break free without a lot of effort. And one did, and he died before he could get to the shore. But there was one other person in order to maintain this precious, holistic, and symbolic number of 40 who was able to see everything that was happening. He saw the violence in which they were acting. He saw the grace and the love, and I'll use the word again, the joy in which these 39 men had entered into. And he stripped himself of his own uniform, and he entered into the water. I've always been very thankful for this man. In a way, because, in a very personal family way, my yaya's name, my grandmother's name is Aglaia. There's not a lot of people named Aglaia. In fact, we tease our daughters, we could have named you after Yaya. And they say, wow, thank you for not naming us after Yaya. But the martyr who left his fellow soldiers to join the others were Aglaeos. And he left the comfort and his perceived joy of the world to complete once again the number of 40 with the martyrs, to join them where they died on that early morning. So, in wrapping this together, we have on this day, the Sunday of forgiveness, which is a message of what? Love, of maturity, of grace, of ability to be able to reach out and say the things that hurt don't matter as much as my love for God. And that love is more powerful and more incredible than the resentments that I hold. But against the backdrop of that beautiful and precious and comforting truth is the church recognizes and commemorates on this day the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the garden. We can't contemplate the reality and the importance of forgiveness without firstly understanding why we have to forgive. Why we rise up against each other. Why our own needs and our own egos can supersede the love and the compassion and the concern we have for the other. And it stems from the lack of love and compassion and need for the other demonstrated by Adam and Eve as they were thrown out of paradise. And as they were thrown into their uncomfortable environment, they had to scrape together an opportunity to know God once again. Just as the 40 martyrs of Sevastia were thrown into their uncomfortable environment, and there they didn't find God, but they celebrated Him. And they forgave their tormentors. And they entered into their very uncomfortable, if I could say, at the very least, uncomfortable circumstance. They did it with forgiveness. They did it with love, and the word I'll use again is joy. Let us look to these precious martyrs who received their crowns of victory, nearly naked in the freezing cold water, huddled together for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Christ, with a witness of forgiveness and entering into their circumstance completely joyfully. For they knew that that circumstance would soon end, and they would be given the gift of eternal life with the Lord whom they loved, for whom they cherished, and of whom they worshiped. Let us enter into the Lenten period with the same commitment, with the same absolute assurance that we don't do it just for itself, but for the sake of salvation and our love for God. And let us do it with joy. And let that joy be radiant, and let that joy carry you into the ultimate radiance of joy, which is the resurrection of Christ, which will be here sooner than we can imagine. So let's use this time wisely and productively, approaching the glory of our Lord with joy. Amen.